Hello there.
It's showtime, Mr. Funny Bones.
With your hosts, Tyler Kane and Alex Lyshow, this is Two Clowns and a Goat.
We're back.
What is up, my friend?
What's up, dude?
How's it going?
It's going great, dude. I got some hot chocolate. I got my feet up.
Good stuff, dude. I should have made some hot chocolate, too.
You probably need it way more than I do.
I just went to McDonald's and got back. It's my car told me it's -4 degrees out. Chill. Dude, TC, this has been the craziest 2 days. Yesterday was -22 degrees out.
I just can't even believe that. That's so crazy.
Dude, so it's been wild.
Like, what do you do? Like, what do you do when it's that cold?
Well, there's not much going outside. So basically what I did yesterday was I woke up. And I start my job on Monday.
Okay.
So I, okay, it's good. Like my last week of freedom. So I woke up yesterday and I was like, what do I do? And it was freezing my apartment. My heater couldn't keep up. I was underneath 2 blankets. It was so cold. I look outside and it just looks like the Arctic Circle. It was so, there's so much snow on the ground. It's so cold and windy. So the wind chill was somewhere in like the -50s, like, you know, depending on the wind. So what I did yesterday was I made my Survivor audition tape. And so what I did was I opened up the back, I have a little patio out the back. I opened up the door,
yeah.
Set up my phone camera, plugged it in my laptop so it wouldn't die. Because it was so cold, it was just dying instantly.
That's so amazing.
So I had to keep it plugged in. I brought my little 1970 swivel chair out to the patio, dug it out into the snow, and then I made my video shirtless. I went shirtless, dude, in -50, -40 degree wind chill. And, dude, it went really well. So I'd say I was out there about 10, 15 minutes, and at first it was, like, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then,
interesting.
About 10 minutes in, all of a sudden, my hands turned red. And I couldn't feel my fingers. So I came inside, but here's the weird thing, like, I could feel that they hurt, but I couldn't feel anything. Kind of weird, kind of hard to describe, but. So I went to the sink and started running them under cold water, and I couldn't feel the water.
Oh my
God. It was crazy. So I was like, all right, I'm done filming. And so that's what I did yesterday. And then I threw my video together. Oh, and then. So last night, probably around 7:30, I was like, I don't have any food. I haven't gone to the grocery store in 2 days. It's just too cold.
It's too cold, yeah.
So I'm out of food. And so last night, I was like, I have to go eat. I'm starving. So I get in my car. I crank it up. I go out. The thermometer says it's -20 degrees. Dude, it's a ghost town out there. There's no cars on the road. I'm the only one out there driving around. I go to McDonald's. They closed. Everywhere is closed.
You know it's bad.
Every single place is closed. I drove to Chick-fil-A. They were closed. Outback Steakhouse was closed. Culver's was closed. Taco Bell. Everything was closed. And so I started driving back to my apartment. I was like, I'm about to take the L. And there's a one little strip mall right before you get to my apartment.
Yeah.
And out of the desolate, frozen tundra, the wasteland that I was in, shone an oriental beacon. A fluorescent open sign. At Chin's Asian Fresh Restaurant. So I pulled over, I parked the car, turned it off.
Oh, man.
I walked inside. And I had never been there before. It was this Asian place. There was a little Asian lady behind the counter. She's like, hey, how are you? And I was like, let's go. So I ordered the sesame chicken. It was phenomenal, dude. It was really phenomenal. It saved my day. You gotta love the Asians.
Gotta love them. They just don't, like, they have such a great work ethic.
They do.
The snow, the freezing wind, it's not stopping them from opening for you. Were you the only one in that restaurant?
No, dude, it was packed. It was like an oasis.
It was packed.
It was an oasis of all the idiots that had not gone shopping. Actually, it was weird. I walked in and there were 2 big groups of college girls in there.
Okay.
And so I just walked in, ordered my food, and left.
But yeah. I like it. You gotta stay consistent.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, like, how fast do you drive, like, in a day like that? Do you have to force yourself to slow down?
Yeah, like, when I come to a stop, I'm like, all right, let me make sure. Like, the thing last night was there was no one out on the road, so it wasn't like I was going to hit anybody. So last night I was probably going 35, 30 around the side roads, kind of just like normal. But the plows here are so good. It was like the roads aren't icy. They just have, like, snow on them, but it have traction. I don't know.
Weird. Yeah, it's not that bad. It's like a different planet for me.
It's like I'm on Hoth, and you're on, like, Tatooine.
Basically, yeah. Yeah, all that snow that was supposed to get here Tuesday, it just rained. Not even very hard.
So tell me about what happened.
Well, hold on. Okay. So this Survivor video.
Yeah.
Can you rank your Survivor videos, you think, so far? Like, how good is this one compared to the ones previous?
I would say this is probably the best one.
Interesting. Okay.
I started off with basically, like, a compilation of news outlets that are like, the polar, whatever it's called, the polar vortex is hitting the Midwest. And then there's another guy, it's like, it's record-setting cold. And then this girl comes on, she's like, you can get frostbite in less than 10 minutes. And then right after she says that, I crank up the song, and it shows me walking outside, taking off all my clothes.
I don't understand how you haven't gotten a call already.
Dude,
blows my mind.
Dude, so here's the good stuff. I'm making our website tomorrow.
Let's go.
I'm making our website tomorrow. It should be done by Monday. And I will post the first 10 to 15 seconds of my video on the website so people can see it.
Let's go. I love it. I love it.
So you can see it.
Tomorrow's going to be a big day, a huge step forward in the world of Two Clowns.
I know, dude. I know. I don't know what it's been, but after sitting here by myself for a week, my brain has just been rolling. Like, man, we could take this thing huge.
We could. I mean,
we could start streaming if we wanted.
Yeah, we could at least get bigger. Like, we're not even that big right now. We just hit so much growth in the matter of a month.
I know.
So imagine if we actually started, like, saying, hey, we have a podcast you should check out.
Yeah, we have a website.
Instead of, what podcast? I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. All right, so what happened with the rat? Did you end up
– right.
Was there more than one? What happened?
So we have not had any more. So this – and it was a mouse. I had greatly exaggerated in my fear.
Okay.
But if you look at, like, mouse science, they have this thing where they can make their bodies bigger and smaller. So I think I scared it. It made itself look a lot bigger to scare me, and it worked, and it shot in the door. But so this thing has been dragging candy all over the apartment, like all over the apartment. Like, it blows my mind that this one mouse had five different little stop and shops where it was just ready for the mouse apocalypse. I don't know how it did it. I don't know how it dragged that much candy from my room, from not even my, like, the top of my desk to the bathroom to under the kitchen sink and then to back in the AC unit. It's crazy.
It's so gross, dude.
So gross. So that's the only one. We've had this trap spayed with peanut butter. Nothing's hit. Hasn't been licking any of them off. So I think we just had one. I'm going to give it like a B rank mouse.
Okay. It's
fairly smart, not the best.
So you did catch it, though, and it died on impact, you said, right?
No, actually. So I had – did I send you the picture?
Yes.
Okay, so that was the AC closet. I had the trap pushed all the way up against the left side of the AC closet, and my roommate said he heard it go off about 1 in the morning. He showed it to me about 10, and it was already, like, kind of out from under the closet in the middle of the kitchen floor. And then we're just standing there looking at it. We're chatting. And then the thing just gives, like, 5 or 6 twitches in a row as it tries to spin. Wow. I was like, oh, man, it's still alive. He says, yep. And he grabs, like, a little Kroger bag, and he leans down. I'm like, wait, you're not going to let it out, right? He's like, no. I'm like, okay, good. This thing's going.
Wow.
No mercy. Yeah. So the reign of terror has ended.
Okay.
I am free to enjoy my room in peace now.
If you had to live as a mouse for the rest of your life, what would be your survival strategy?
Interesting. So a lot. And do I keep my human brain?
Yes. Yes. You keep.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So I'm staying away from the edge of the wall, which might sound dumb.
Okay.
But that's where all the trash, that's where the danger zone for mice is. They think it's safe, but as soon as you're spotted, that's all those traps are going around the edge. They're going, putting these little poison and stick pads down. So I think my strategy is honestly pretty akin to this thing's strategy. Find some teenage college guy's room and then it's going to be a feast eventually. So under the bed, I think it's a very underrated hiding spot. No one's going to clean out their bed just to find. I knew the mouse was in there, but the cleaning out from underneath the bed was such a hassle for me. I just didn't even
You're telling me there was a mouse running around and you didn't clean out from under your bed?
I couldn't. So, part of the reason is because, I knew there wasn't that much of my stuff under there. But she had, these two huge bags of, whatever just shoved under there.
Oh.
And there's all these cobwebs and stuff. And I was like, it's not under there.
Oh, so, dude, I would have been freaking out.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't sleep down there, though. Just in case it was, I wasn't. So, but I still have 5 traps in my room. None of them have hit. It hasn't touched the poison. So, I think we're okay.
Now, where would you set up your nest?
Ooh, so for me, honestly, if I could, I don't know how I would manage it, but when you're outside and that dryer vent starts blowing and it smells so great.
Yep.
Just somewhere right by there. if I could figure out how.
Exhaust.
Yeah, just I'm going to enjoy my little stay in this hotel. Get the fresh breeze blowing through.
That's not bad. Here's my strategy. I'm going up to the attic because no one ever goes in the attic. Right. I'm going to build a little palace up there. And then at night, I'm going to come downstairs and hit the pantry. That's that simple.
Okay. That simple.
And you can call me Remy.
Call me Remy.
Oh, dude. I didn't tell you this. This girl that I used to work with, I can't believe I didn't tell you this. She had multiple pet rats. Not mice. Rats.
No.
She named one of them Remy, and she was telling us all these stories about him. And what she would do was, she would watch Netflix she would pull up Ratatouille on Netflix, and then on the couch with her rat named Remy, she would swaddle him up in Kleenex or a little towel and cuddle with him.
That's disgusting. That's so wrong.
That's what I said. Levels. And I was like, and this girl was great. She was super cool. And she just said it so matter of factly. And I'm just sitting there like, this is unbelievable.
So if you're listening to this podcast, cool rat girl, ew. But just you can't keep a rat as a pet.
No.
You can't do it. It's classified. Anything classified under vermin, you don't keep squirrels as pets. You don't keep possums as pets. They're just
now
supposed to die.
Now what?
If anything has a poison or a trap in the bug section, you can't have it as a pet.
What would Kim Possible say about that?
See, that's different though.
Is it? That, right? That's a rodent.
Naked mole rat.
Rat.
It is a rodent.
It's a rat.
But that's the same thing as a guinea pig, right?
That's a pig.
There's no difference between that rat and a roach to me.
TC, do I need to give you a taxonomy lesson here?
Wait, is a guinea pig really a pig?
Yeah, it's a pig. It has pig in the name, bruh. I'm just
okay. With you. I was about to say, wait, I thought we were about to reverse taxonomy lesson here. I'm going back to the Latin. No, but
oh gosh.
Okay, so. All right. Question, yeah, is that a red flag for you?
So here's the weird thing.
Seems fine. Got the
Here's the weird thing. This was, I've mentioned this girl in previous episodes as a girl I've had a crush on.
Oh, interesting.
So I had a crush on her, went to Target with her, that girl.
Yeah.
Ended up the next night, her telling us about this rat story, and I'm just sitting there thinking, this is kind of sexy. It was not a red flag for me.
Is that a red flag for me then? That's not a red flag for you.
I'm telling you, if I didn't, yeah, it is a red flag for you. If she had told me that thing first thing when I met her, she told me that she had rats, I would have said, eh. But since I already knew her, I let it slide. Okay.
All right, so it balanced out with everything else, what you're saying.
It did.
Okay. All right, well, let's move on to something that's not as disgusting. Because, like, I'm still too raw from the experience. This is freaking me out.
Okay. No more rats. So, I watched this documentary last night, TC.
Okay.
It was called Evil. It was on Netflix. Evil Genius, the most diabolical bank heist in U.S. history or something.
I'm hooked. Continue.
Dude, I would watch it all tonight. There's four episodes, about an hour long. It starts off, it's in Erie, Pennsylvania, and it starts off with this video of this guy who walks into a bank. He's got a white t-shirt on, and underneath the t-shirt, like around his neck, there's like this big bulge. So, and he was a pizza delivery guy. Okay, that's what they knew about this guy. So it turns out that these people, these sickos, they called this pizza shop and they said, hey, we want to order pizza. Bring it to this location. And they gave him an address. And it was like a remote spot out in the woods.
Yeah.
And so this pizza delivery guy comes down this like kind of dirt road to this open field. And there's people waiting there for him to get these pizzas ordered. And he gets out of the car to give him the pizzas. And they tackle him. And they strap a bomb to his neck.
Oh! Dude, that's like... because they made that movie about it. That movie with, like, the guy that's in Zombieland.
Did they make a movie about this?
Yeah, they made a comedy about it. It's the guy from Zombie. I can never remember his name. The guy from Zombie. I never saw it. I just saw the trailer, and I was like, I want to see that. And I never did. I think it's him, maybe Zach Galifianakis. And then I think Alexandria Daddario is in it, too.
No way.
Yeah.
Zombieland is Woody Harrelson? Jesse Eisenberg?
No, Jesse Eisenberg? Yeah, Jesse Eisenberg, yeah.
Emma Stone's in that movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie. It's a great movie. I've never seen it. They're making a sequel, and then I think our girl's in it. I think Zoe Deutsch is in it for some reason.
No way. Okay, I gotta watch.
Yeah.
So they get this guy out in the woods, basically. They strap a bomb to his neck, and they give him a couple sheets of paper, and they say, follow these instructions if you want to remove this bomb from your neck. And it was basically a scavenger hunt. So they said, so the first thing on the sheet said, go rob this bank and ask for $250,000. So, and he had 55, they said, you have 55 minutes before it explodes. And so he goes to this bank. He walks in with like a cane that was also a gun. And he goes up to the teller and is like, hey, I need $250,000. She gives him $8,000 because that's all she had. And he walks out to follow the next step of the scavenger hunt, which said, like, you know, take exit 23, take a right, go to the woods, you'll find a key, which will give you a clue to the next key, and you need two keys to unlock this thing from your neck. Like, it was sadistic. So this guy walks out of the bank, and the cops show up, because the bank called the cops. So now, all the cops handcuff this guy, and he's sitting there on the road, and he's pleading with the cops. He's like, guys, I have a bomb strapped to my neck. It's going to explode. I need to follow these clues to unlock it. And they just thought he was crazy. And all of a sudden, on live TV, he explodes.
Oh, my gosh.
This dude explodes, and they have video of it. And so the rest of this documentary is, it was absolutely fascinating. It just goes through solving this case of who did this and who would put together such an intricate plot. It took them like 3 years to solve.
But they found the guys.
They finally found the guys. They got about 90% of the story together. But this guy is a documentary maker. He just released it, I don't know, recently. Because he somehow got involved. It was so fascinating.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that. I'll have to watch that because that sounds like so cool. It's like, did you ever see that documentary about... Oh, man, I can't remember what the guy that, like, stole that money from the bank and then jumped out of the plane and was just never seen again.
No.
Oh, it's like super, super famous. And I should know this because like I spent like hours talking to my dad about it. Like he's this guy. All they have is a hand-drawn picture of him that someone else saw. But like, he robbed this bank. He went up in like a private plane and then jumped out like over some forest in California. And no one, they haven't figured out who he was.
DB.
He had a really nice month. Yeah, that guy. Yeah.
Heard of the name.
Yeah, no, it's like super famous.
This came out like 2 years ago. The FBI like released something or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like
he has a really great mustache. Yeah. So.
I'm going to watch it. Yeah. But, all right. Yeah, TC, check it out. It's one of my favorite documentaries I've ever seen. It's up there with Man on Wire.
Okay. That's a good one, too. All right. So here's the awkward moment of the week. So I have this one coworker who is very, like innocent, naive, like sheltered. Sheltered is the better word. So she's very, very sheltered. And there is a great schedule at work where Seinfeld runs from about 9 until 1. And then Friends runs like the rest of the time we're open.
That's so not bad, like, dude.
It's not bad. So I have Seinfeld on in the morning. I'm watching it. And she was working with me this past week. And she was like, I don't get this show. And I'm like, wait, what do you mean? She's like, what's it about? it's just these guys, they live in New York and it's just, well, he's a comedian and he doesn't have a job. But he works for the Yankees eventually. And she's like, what are they like? So is it supposed to be funny? I'm like, yeah, no, it's really, really funny. And so she like actually focuses on the episode. And it's the one where Jerry is trying to date that one girl and his parents are in town and he can't go out on a date with her.
Yes. And yep.
Elaine's dating this guy, Aaron, who just talks. He's a clothes stalker.
Yeah.
And so like they're at the airport and he's like crying and hugging Jerry's parents goodbye and I'm dying and she's like, I don't get what's so funny, why does he like them? And I'm like, that's the joke. She's like, but they're not his parents. I'm like, no, they're Jerry's parents. And she's like, is that the bald guy? I'm like, no, that's the funny guy. She's like,
oh my,
I don't think any of them are funny. I was like,
how removed from society it to be to not know who Jerry is.
It's so like, I was not able to explain why the show was funny. Like, you either get it or you don't.
It's genius. It's probably the most genius show ever written.
It's amazing.
How do you know and who Jerry Seinfeld is? How do you not know that?
I don't know. But I love that whole subplot. Kramer's trying to get the little coat store going with Jerry's dad. Kramer's got
things with Jerry's dad, George's dad, with the man's ear, or the bro, or whatever. The hell. What would you say your favorite Seinfeld episode is?
Oh, man.
I was actually thinking about this today, oddly enough.
It's hard for me, but they had the library cop episode on earlier, and like that one was pretty great. I'm not going to lie.
The one with the angry librarian?
Yeah, Mr. Bookman.
Yeah, is that the one where it's also the old gym teacher's like homeless?
Yeah.
Tropic of Capricorn or something.
So I love that one.
You listen here, buddy.
That one's really good. I mean, obviously Marine Biologist is just a classic.
That's my favorite one.
Yeah. It's hard not to pick that one just because it's so great. And then I love the one about the jerk store. Like, I just love that whole setup all throughout the episode for George to tell that joke. And it's just amazing.
Which one is that? The jerk.
So it's the one where he's sitting there, he's eating some shrimp at an office meeting. And one of the coworkers goes, hey, George.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
That is a good one.
So, but I didn't realize, because I hadn't seen the last episode in so long, because you never see the last episode on TV.
Yeah, because it flopped.
But so... Yeah, but I think it's great. Like, so, like, they're going through, and then they call Mr. Bookman to the stand. I'm like, oh my god!
I think it's good too. I said they were disappointed and all this stuff. I thought it was just classic Seinfeld. It's a great way to bring everyone back together one last time.
Yeah, yeah. so, like the best thing to me is all like the little side characters they create that you just never ever see. Like the library cop, the soup Nazi,
Jackie,
all of Jerry, Jackie, all the girlfriends are amazing.
They're all great, dude.
Yeah.
Man Hands. One of them is, I think it's the one from Schindler's List one, is just beautiful. I think.
Oh, she was. Yeah, that's the one I was watching. It's that same episode where with Aaron. Jerry's trying to date this girl, Rachel, and like they keep, like everyone's like, you gotta go see Schindler's List. You gotta go see Schindler's List. And they just make out the whole movie. And then her dad makes them break up with Jerry because they didn't watch Schindler's List.
I think, yeah, she's really pretty. I think my favorite Seinfeld girl is the one where he sends with Jackie, the one who gets with Jackie at the trial. They're real and they're spectacular.
Yeah.
That girl's so cute. When Jerry sends Elaine to go into the sauna and like trip and try and find out if they're real or not.
Like, it makes me so sad that we don't get to see, because there's not a comedy I feel like that's on today that's just anywhere near as good.
No, there's not. I mean, maybe Curb. Maybe. But nothing tough. It's like,
yeah.
These Friends truthers, they just don't know what they're missing.
Like, Friends isn't bad, I'll say that. It's not bad. I enjoy it when it comes out. It's not bad. But it's not
It's not even close, in my opinion.
No.
So. All the Indians, none of them have ever seen Seinfeld. I don't know if it's a white guy thing.
It blows my mind.
I don't know what's going on. But it's great. All right, so, DC, I saw another show.
Okay.
I watched it in one day.
All of it?
All of it. I think you would like it a lot. There's only 10 episodes. It's called You.
Oh, dude, everyone's been talking about this show.
Check it out.
I haven't seen it yet. It's on the list. I just haven't seen it yet.
You can watch it in 10 hours. There's 10 episodes. It's I think you're going to like it a lot. The girl is, dude, actually, you know what? You're going to like it a lot. I know it because it's all about books. Books.
Okay.
Love.
Huge.
And murder.
I love. Is the girl in there good?
The girl in. I would say yes and no, but you'll have to find out why.
Okay, but that's fine.
Check
that's
it out,
fine.
TC. It's all about books, love, and murder. I think it's right up your alley.
All right, I'm down. I might just try to log on to Netflix and stream it this weekend. Honestly, why not? While I'm at work.
Do it, dude.
So that same coworker. All right, so we hired a new guy like a couple weeks ago, and I think I'm watching a love story right before my eyes. So she does not like him at all, and it's really funny. Her only excuse is he's too nice, he's always personal, he doesn't like stop talking to me, I don't like him, and I'm just like, they're totally gonna fall in love. It's just gotta happen. Wow. He's trying to get her to go dancing this weekend. I'm gonna try to start talking him up to her.
Like, yes, I'm committed. This is going. What are we going to call this guy, just so we know what to refer to him as?
We'll call him Gary.
Okay, so Gary has a crush on Mary?
Yes, that works. That works.
Gary
perfect.
Has
Gary
a crush
Mary.
On Mary. So she's playing hard to get. Has she said anything about, you know, like what exactly about it she doesn't like about Gary?
She doesn't like how nice he is. That's the only thing she'll say. She hates how nice he is.
And how nice is
it's a, I mean, he's not. I'm still kind of weird with him right now because he can be funny, but he is also a little too nice. But so basically, I keep trying to play solitaire on the computer, and he keeps trying to get to know me, and I'm just like, dude, come on, man. I'm trying to. Do you see this?
It's a game called Solitaire. Take a hint.
No, but he's probably a good guy. I just don't want to do anything at work.
So this brings up an interesting question. Because I've heard for years, you got to be a jerk. Because then you're a project. Does this shed more light onto that theory?
I don't know. Because in all go ahead and say this. Like, I'm normally borderline jerkish with almost every girl I know. But
yeah, but you're like a playful.
Yeah.
You play great, I think.
So it hasn't worked at all. So I'm guessing maybe I should eventually try the other route. And if he succeeds, then I think that's a great sign for all of us everywhere.
Well, I'm pulling for Gary.
So I'm pulling for Gary.
What are you going to start talking him up about? Are you going to tell her that he was a jerk to you? That's interesting. Do you start telling her that she's a jerk, or
I'm not sure. So I have to train him this weekend to work a weekend shift. So I'm going to try to figure out, you know, just figure him out a little bit. Just find some stuff I can, you know, kind of prop him up to her with. He's been asking her to go dancing like tomorrow night, like so many times. She keeps saying no. It's really funny.
Good for him. So, good for him, though.
Yeah, good for him. Yeah, he's got like he's in the whole ballroom dance group thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it makes me feel like my dancing skills are being put under attack right now because I have another competitor in the office. But, you know.
Dude, TC, I think the best time we had when we were going to those lessons was when we showed up to the Botans that one night and we met those two
girls.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, dude. I forgot about them. They were so cute, right?
The one girl was...
One was really cute.
Really cute.
From,
and the other girl was really, really cool.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah, because
like
one of them
girl was like
the one that would. Yeah, like she taught French, right?
Yeah, and she was very attractive.
Yeah, I remember her.
Oh
my, dude, the ballerina.
The ballerina.
These are the characters we have in our life. They're the
ballerina.
Characters. The ballerina.
Gosh, she's a.
Oh man.
What, 6 months now? Wow. All right, dude.
So,
did you see The Bachelor?
I did.
All right,
so one last completely unrelated point I'll make super quick.
Go.
I'm guessing you go to the gas station.
Say that again?
I'm guessing you go to the gas station?
Yes.
So have you ever watched those gas station ads?
Yes, I have.
So, like, usually my favorite thing is to, like, start filling up my car and then just try and figure out which button is the mute button within three tries or I have to sit there and listen to it. And so I wasn't able to do it this time. And then this ad pops up and it just says puppy scope. And it has two dog bowls, one with the Rams, one with the Pats on it. And it just shows these videos of the puppies running and the eating the Pats food. And so the puppies predict the Pats will win. And then the ad was over. And I was just like, what was that an ad for?
Weird.
And it was just a weird moment for me that like did the puppies just put this ad on saying was this like a Pats thing? I think the Pats are trying to, you know, increase their reputation by saying puppies root for them. I don't know. It just freaked me out. That was like right before I came over here. I was like, this is weird.
I don't know what that was about. It may be tied to the Puppy Bowl.
Maybe. Ooh, that's a good call.
Have you ever watched the Puppy Bowl?
I have, and it makes a lot of sense.
I think it's on Saturday.
Interesting. I thought they didn't have it last year, did they?
Oh, it's normally like I think it's the morning of the Super Bowl, like Sunday at like noon. The Puppy Bowl will be on.
Maybe that's it.
That's my only guess. So I mean, otherwise, it could be a PR stunt from Brady, or
that's probably honestly,
or the dogs are taking over. And again, if the aliens came down, who would they think is in control?
The dogs. Okay, well, let's get into some Bachelor talk, because apparently I suck at this whole Bachelor thing.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. So I want to congratulate you on third place right now.
Thank you, sir.
Really, you're making a lot of strides. I'm impressed.
I'm telling you, Annie is going to kill me, but I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm feeling pretty good about my first goal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're not doing bad right now. Especially because, like, obviously, we didn't know the game.
Exactly. Okay. So, who's your. If you were the Bachelor, who would be your front runner right now?
I'm still in love with Cassie. And I think it's a lot just this first impression she has on me. I'm just never going to let go of it. She's so cute. Yeah. I'm slowly coming around to, Hannah G. Is that the same Hannah we're thinking? Not the one from, that was kind of crazy.
Not the pageant one.
Yeah.
Hannah
G. I mix up which last name they are, but yeah, so I'm slowly coming around to her. I hate it when people tell a stop story because then it makes me like, all right, well, now I have to refer to you. So Kaylin's on the table. Yeah, Cassie's like far and away the front runner for me. What do you have?
If I was the Bachelor, I would be all in on Hannah G.
Yeah, I figured that's what you were going to say.
Dude, she's so cute. She's so cute.
She is very, very cute.
She seems really cool and funny. She's not putting on a show, it doesn't feel like.
Yep.
Also, did you watch that video I sent the group?
No, I didn't watch it. At work. So is she in that video?
She's the main girl in the Darius Rucker music video. Like, she's a model.
How did you figure that out?
I went and I said, "Oh, let me go see if I can find Hannah G's Instagram." And I went, if you haven't looked at it yet, go check it out. She's beautiful.
I followed all the front runners like night one. Okay. I followed like all of them.
She's great, dude.
She's
got a link to like her portfolio. So I clicked on that. And that's when I started finding all this good stuff.
Gotcha. Okay. I was about to say, I just don't take you as a type to just go, I just feel like some Darius Rucker right now.
Yeah, that's not me. That's not me. But I would say, all right, here's who I think is in the front runner right now. Hannah G, I think, is going to win. I think Kaylin is also in the top three.
Yeah, I do too.
And I think I'd probably go with Katie as third place.
Katie? Right, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Do they go? Because I'll admit, I don't exactly remember how this works. Do they cut it from 4-2 or 4-3?
I don't know.
Pull the scorecard.
I think it's 4-3.
It goes from 4-3. It goes from 4-3. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm torn. Like, Cassie is clearly amazing to me, but do I really want to make it all the way? It's a tough call. It's a tough call. So, I'm gonna put Cassie there. I think Hannah G's in there. And then I think probably, is it? I want to say Jacqueline. I'm not sure if that's her name. I also someone from last year. Maybe it's Catherine, the other ethnic girl, but not the one that got cut.
You talking about this year?
Yeah.
The other. What do you mean ethnic girl?
Black.
Talk about Tayshia?
Yeah.
Tayshia's really great.
Yeah. I couldn't remember what her name was. I don't know why I said Jacqueline. So she seemed pretty cool.
She's really cool.
I think she'll make it pretty far.
Here's what I really hate Hannah B. I really hate Kaylin. But
you hate Kaylin. You can't hate Kaylin now.
Exactly. And that's why she told the story. Now, let me just preface by saying this. What happened to her was awful.
Yes.
And I feel bad for her. Yes. It doesn't mean I have to like her. I think she's the fakest girl on the show. I think she's faker than Hannah B.
Okay. Well, all right. So I'll take the pro woman stance and I say I think she's pretty cool.
I mean, all right. Let me ask you a question. How much Botox can you get in an upper lip?
Do you want it in ounces or pounds?
I prefer ounces.
Okay, fluid, I think like 60. Fluid ounces. 60. Oh, I don't know if I can make that conversion that fast. So, she's a little strange. I don't like her hair, but great person. Really rooting for her. Now.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal.
The other underrated, maybe not really underrated, the devil's advocate we're all pulling for here is Demi, right?
Yes, dude.
She's yes. Great. If Demi doesn't, Demi has to stay in this as long as possible because she's just sheer entertainment.
She's great. She just doesn't care. I don't know what was wrong with Courtney, but Demi was so right. Like, stop whining and go talk to him. And then she didn't do it.
Yeah. Demi, Courtney was like us. And Demi is like everyone else telling us, what are you doing? Go talk to him. And then we get upset with them anyway. Yeah. So I really like, and that whole little fight they had right before the rose ceremony was just great. Yeah. They're just telling each other off. Everyone around them is doing their best not to burst out laughing. And then Courtney's like, why don't you need to go sit in a timeout? Oh my gosh, I loved it.
Dude, I think one of the coolest girls on the show that gets no screen time is Kirpa.
Kirpa. Yeah, Kirpa's pretty cool. She's a dentist, right?
I think, yeah. The Indian
I think she's a dentist. Yeah.
She seems so cool, and she doesn't get interviewed. Also, I think Heather's getting her first kiss next week.
Oh, good call. And gosh, I should have put that. So I'm going to put that on.
Yeah, add that in.
When does Heather get a kiss? That's a good one. That's a good one.
And I think Colton loses his virginity next week.
Oh, my gosh. No way.
It's time.
To who? Are you making your prediction right now?
I think it's going to be Kaylin.
You think it's going to be Kaylin?
I thought they were about to on their date. I was like, oh, gosh. I think it's happening.
All right, so now let's talk morals, I guess. Is it okay to sleep with a girl when she's confessed she's just been sexually assaulted?
I think.
Like, right then?
I think that's the only reason they didn't on their date.
Okay. Well, that's a big prediction. So do you want to run through these real quick and just tell me your initial thoughts? They don't have to be official.
Yes.
Just like who you think is in the lead right now. Okay.
Yes.
So obviously we have a stronghold on this sloth point. No one else picked her. We got it locked down.
That's it. Locked down 1 point.
And I don't think Rhea threw that in there on her. So just add one to your score. now I didn't know how to phrase this, but ask if they are as good as Becca. I feel like that's going to come up really like hometowns, top three-ish. You're going to see Becca pop back around the show for one last talk with Colton. And then it's going to put them all insecure. And they're going to ask like, am I as cool as Becca was? Something like that.
I like that a lot. I'm going to go with, it's going to have to be a top four. I'm going to go with, I'm going to go with Elise.
Ooh, okay. I'm saying that, like, if Heather makes it that far, that's a Heather move.
I think Heather could be gone soon.
And I hate that because I like Heather too.
I like her. And I want her to get a first kiss.
So,
but then I think he's going to give it to her and then cut her. Which is going to be savage.
That would be so savage. I hope it happens. But just for... Now do I hate women? That's weak. Okay. All right. Does Chris Harrison get bleeped out while running after the woods to chase Colton?
Yes. Yes.
I think 100%. Yes, too. Yeah, I'm all sold on yes. Now, you lose 20 if you're wrong, but I think this is a risk worth taking.
No, he's definitely going to cuss. Where the F is he? It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad.
Yeah.
I can't believe that he came in and said the wrong name.
I know.
That was so textbook Chris Harrison.
He's so oddly perfect for this show sometimes that it's a little scary. And so I think, like, seeing him, I can't wait for this whole drama as a protagonist of this show.
Yeah. I wonder if there's a job out in the world that is easier than Chris Harrison's.
Probably not. I mean, he doesn't come for the girls. He just stands there with a smile on his face the whole time.
He literally shows up for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you know they only film twice a year for probably, what, a month?
Yeah. Now, he has the whole moderator deal where they have to do the rose after the whole
post
thing. But even then, like, you got to ask some questions, make some jokes.
Yeah.
he always has those moments with the bachelors where he's like trying to sort of give them some advice, but really just listening to them and not saying anything. And then like acting like he knows what he's talking about. He knows who they should pick, but I can do that.
Do you think Chris Harrison is getting with any of these girls after they go home?
I don't know. That's a tough question because I think I could see it.
I could see it. Like, these girls are devastated. They just didn't get a rose. They're in the top six. They just got sent home. And on their way out the house, they go stop at Chris Harrison's trailer.
Just come in for a drink real quick. Calm down.
Yeah, gives him a shoulder to cry on.
Did you see? Oh, you probably didn't. So after the sloth lost, she was on the plane. And she actually followed the guy back on Instagram. There was this guy sitting next to her. And he, like, spent the whole flight comforting her about, like, being kicked off The Bachelor. It was really funny. Just seeing, like, because that's the parts you don't get to see.
A sloth on an airplane. So that's an oxymoron.
A pencil bleep.
So wait, do we know that this is going to happen? Or are we guessing if it will?
No, we're just guessing. You're just guessing. You don't lose anything on this one. So you're just, and if it's something that's kind of close or any sort of moderate insult in that general area, I'm going to count it.
So we're talking about the girl who takes his V card is going to come back and talk trash about his package.
Yeah, sure. Either that or someone's just going to say something about it.
I'm going to say yes.
I honestly feel like if that specific word comes up at all, we give ourselves points, whether it's an insult or someone just making a joke. Yeah. So I'm calling it for Demi because I feel like she is just going to have Crystal possess her for a second and just spit it out. yeah, so that's my pick.
I don't know who I'm going to pick yet. I like Demi.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go Demi. I'll go Demi for now.
It was Demi for now. It's not official. You got a whole week to figure it out. So, most boring one-on-one.
It's got to be.
And it's from this point forward.
It's got to be. Hannah B is probably going to be really boring. Blah, 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 blah. Did they send home the dancer?
I was trying to think that too because like I don't really like her that much.
What's her name? Sydney?
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think someone I hate and be like, yeah, that one-on-one sucked.
It's probably Hannah B or Sydney. Would probably be a horrible date. I could see Kirpa being a bad date just because she's shy.
I thought she had one already.
A one-on-one?
Yeah.
No, she hasn't.
Oh.
I hope she does. Has
Nicole had one? See, that's the thing. Like, if these girls don't make that much of an impression on me, I just kind of forget who they are and then what happened.
Nicole could be a balance. I don't think she has not had a one-on-one.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go with Nicole for now just to be different.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Best one-on-one.
Best one-on-one is going to go to Hannah G.
Okay. I feel like you're a little biased there, but that's okay. I'm going to say I want to say Demi.
Gosh, no.
Right, but I feel like that entertainment's going to be kind of there. We get to watch her just, I don't know. I'm going to roll with that for now. I got a week to reevaluate, but it could surprise you.
I don't think she's going to get a one-on-one.
I feel like he's going to give her like the one-on-one, like, all right, you got to show me something here. You're off. Well, they all say that. But like she really has to show it because he probably doesn't like her anyway, and they're making him keep her on for the drama.
Exactly. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Okay. Best dress in episode 6. What's your initial prediction?
Is this next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks?
This is
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Best dress in 2 weeks will be. I'm going to go Tayshia.
Tayshia, interesting. I'm going to roll with my girl Cassie for now.
Okay.
I liked her fashion taste so far, and I think she might come on strong.
Okay, I like it.
All right, and then last one. Last one. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, I cut off. Okay, it's not letting me reopen it, so I can't read it. So we might just have to...
Wait, hold up.
Oh, sorry. The last one Colton goes to the fantasy suite with.
The last one he goes to the fantasy suite with?
Yeah, the last one. So this is the one that he doesn't like enough to take his virginity, if he still has it, and is obviously the one that's probably going to end up being cut.
See, I see it a different way.
What do you
see? This is the one that he is going to lose his virginity with. If he doesn't lose it next week with Kaylin, he will lose his virginity to Kaylin on the last date.
Interesting. Okay.
I'm going to change my prediction. I'm not sure if he loses it next week, but he will lose it to Kaylin.
You're saying he's just going to lose it to
Kaylin? He's losing it to Kaylin.
Okay. I'm gonna call Heather for now.
Dude, Heather's not making it that way. Heather might be gone this week.
I said for now.
Heather is in big trouble, dude. He might send her home before he kisses her because he doesn't want to do that to her.
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I can see him kind of taking her last because, you know, she's like almost as inexperienced as he is. It just makes sense.
I love this alternate scoring.
Yeah, so we're just gonna keep throwing these on, you know, each week. Which one did I say I was gonna throw on? I don't even remember. Might have to go back and re-listen.
Shoot, what was it? I don't even remember either.
That's all right. We recorded it. We'll figure it out.
when Heather's gonna get her first kiss?
Oh yeah. That's it. Okay, cool. So we can actually, you know, we can make that a big one. Like if Heather gets kicked off, we just kind of keep track of her on, you know, social media, figure out when she's been kissed, and then just go and retroactively add her back. So this could be a big hitter for both of us.
Let's just make sure that by the time the season's over, you and me are in first and second.
Yes. We will add in the dumbest points possible until we.
If we have to bump up Sloth through 11 or 21 points, so be it, Jedi. We'll do what we have to do.
I love it because we can't lose to these guys.
No, we're not losing to a bunch of girls in a bachelor scorecard game. No,
no, they're not sitting on a podcast talking about it for almost 20 minutes.
All right,
what do they know?
They don't know a thing. All right, should we make a really hard transition now to a little bit of sports talk?
Yes, the opposite direction.
Just to save our masculinity from the mouths of the demons. Okay, so we have a Super Bowl in 3 days.
Yes.
What is your prediction?
So on paper, to me, the Rams have a great, like, they have the better side of this matchup.
Okay.
They have a better pass rush. They have a better overall defense, better receivers. But the Pats have Brady and Belichick, so I'm calling Pats 28-24.
I like it a lot. I got Pats by 6. I'm thinking 27-21.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's going to – I really do think it's going to be a good game.
I do too.
To me, as good as the Pats always are, that they're never – because you see some of these Super Bowl blowouts happen, and the Pats never really blow people out in the Super Bowl.
No, never. Every one of their Super Bowls has been a one-score game.
Yeah, and I saw the stat today. In every Super Bowl they've had, they have not scored more than 3 points in the first quarter combined.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's weird.
That is very weird.
Yeah. So I don't know what that's about because they're such a, like, especially because they're not as good this season as they've previously been.
Yeah.
But they're able to blow people out, you know, almost 3 or 4 times a season.
Yeah.
But it doesn't ever happen in the postseason that much. So, or the Super Bowl, anyway.
Who do you think is going to be the MVP?
If they win this game, it's because of Brady. No one else is going to be able to carry the team like he will. So I'm going to say Brady.
I'm going to pick Gronk.
Interesting. Goes out on a high note.
This is it. This is his last game. No
doubt.
This
is it.
And okay. He has not had a good season. He hasn't even had really a good game.
No,
he's
not really.
Due. One of the best tight ends we'll ever see. Will go out as a Super Bowl MVP. I think he catches 3 touchdowns.
Ew, I love it. Because it's the Pats are more fun to watch when Gronk is like playing well.
Yeah.
When he's that matchup nightmare that no one can stop.
I agree. I'm really excited though. I think it's going to be a great game. I think it's going to come down to the fourth quarter. I don't think they're going to throw any flags. I think
just go completely the other way.
They're not throwing
games,
a flag.
Yeah.
They're not throwing one. I think the stadium in Atlanta is going to look sick. I think the
I
think it's going to look great on TV. I think Maroon 5 is going to be great. Okay, that's a question I have for you. So I saw a prop bet, and it said, "What will be the first song that Maroon 5 plays at halftime?" And it was like, you know, their new song, Girls Like Me, I think it's called. You know, there was like Payphone, Sugar, like, you know, all the classic Maroon 5s. I'm calling Payphone.
Payphone's a really good one. I'm going to say One More Night. Just to be different. I think Payphone's probably most likely, but I'll say One More Night. And if they don't sing She Will Be Loved at some point, they did it wrong.
Oh, God. That'll probably be the last one.
Yeah, because you can't – that's not an opener, but, like, you can't not sing it.
Dude, they have so many good songs. Sunday Morning,
they have
too.
A lot. Yeah.
Dang. Won't Go Home Without You.
No. So, I haven't – like, because usually I'm just like, all right, who cares? But I think Maroon 5 is a good choice. As long as they don't screw it up. See, where all these people go wrong is they always invite these other people to come with.
Yeah, I know.
And so it's people that ruin, like, everything. Everything. No matter who's performing. You bring on a third party. All right, it sucks now.
Yeah, like, we've got Travis Scott coming in this time. Why?
Just be Maroon 5.
You're
not going on tour like, oh, it's us and Travis Scott. It's just you. We're not paying to see Travis Scott.
I think the only thing Travis Scott will be doing is I think they're going to start off with, like, Payphone or whatever, and then they'll go to that new Girls Like You song that had Cardi B in it, and I think he'll rap over Cardi B's part. I think that's it.
Probably. See, like, Michael Jackson didn't bring people with him.
No. Prince, you too.
Yeah, I think Coldplay probably did, even though they didn't need to. I just can't remember who.
Yeah, they brought someone on.
Yeah.
Did you see that Brady and Goff were, like, on the same stage at Media Day?
Yeah.
What is that about?
So let's talk about Media Day, because it's not even called Media Day anymore. They named it, like they named it something weird, and they moved it to, like, Friday night instead of but everything about Media Day was just – it was just strange.
Yeah.
I don't know why they did that. I don't know. Did you see everything that happened with the Barstool guys?
No. I see a headline right here. Portnoy kicked out of the media night. What happened?
Yeah. So they have been banned for, like, the past 2 years from Super Bowl Media Day. But so they got some fake credentials. So it was Dave Portnoy and then PFT who hosts the Pardon My Take podcast.
Yeah.
So Portnoy, he had a general admission ticket, so he just went in that way. PFT was lazy and didn't want to buy one, so he just snuck in with some gay guys that he knew and pretended to belong to that group.
What a bunch of Portnoy's clowns.
Yeah, Portnoy's wearing the I Love Goodell hat. He's got the fake mustache on, and he's walking around. They were the best. And Portnoy got kicked out after he ended up posting a bunch of pictures online and giving this minute-and-a-half-long interview with – I'm pretty sure a Bleacher Report reporter. he's like, I thought you were banned from this. He's like, oh, yeah, I am. But they asked Gronk question. PFT asked him. He said he had a letter from a fifth grader who wanted to know why Gronk thought the number 69 was so funny.
How did I miss this? Todd, this sounds like gold.
Yeah, you got to – like, they have all these clips on their Twitter. He asked Todd Gurley why he hasn't bought the Cats. He said he was going to buy yet. just like all this random stuff. And so Portnoy got kicked out like an hour before PFT did. And then PFT got escorted out by like 9 guys in these dark black suits. And he said he got taken out from there, put in a holding cell with like 12 guys. Man. Yeah, he got put in a holding cell with like 12 guys from the APD in full SWAT armor. And he said he was just talking to them. He was chatting with them. They were really cool. And then they got kicked out. And these two FBI agents came in and were trying to assess whether or not he was an actual threat. He's like, guys, I'm just an a-hole trying to have some fun. And eventually, he's like, after about 2 minutes, they're like, all right, yeah, you're good to go. And they just left.
Oh my gosh, you're a bunch of legends.
I know. So Goodell is a moron. He's got to let this whole, because he's still mad at Portnoy for the whole protesting thing he did after Deflategate. So Goodell has to let this go because he's just looking like an idiot.
Yeah, he looks like a moron. Everyone loves these guys.
Yeah. And the best part is, because they used those, they were videotaping the questions they asked the players and put them on their Twitter and on their YouTube. And then the NFL had a best parts of Media Day YouTube video, and they included two of those clips.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm just like, is that even allowed? Come on.
Oh, gosh. This is, I can't believe I missed this. This is just great news. This is great news, dude.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Did you see Portnoy's? I don't think I talked to you about this. I don't think. Did you see Portnoy's pizza review at Costco?
No. What did he say?
He shows up to a Costco, I think in like Jersey. And he walks in, he comes outside, and he's like, Frankie, you know, I've had people for years tell me, go get Costco pizza. It's the best pizza in the world. So here we are. We're here. And he pulls it out. He gives it like a 1.6. He's like, whoever told me to come get this Costco pizza, jump off a bridge. Why don't you? Just go jump off a bridge. It was classic, dude. You gotta watch it.
Amazing. Dude, like, they were talking about it this morning on the podcast, like, because everyone's freaking out about the snow in Atlanta. And BFT and Big Cat were like, there's just no one on the road. It was great. We just drove around. We saw the city. We met, like, 50 people at the Publix downtown. Like,
those guys are really living the dream.
They are.
Everyone on Radio Row, they show up Super Bowl week. You know, they all have free tickets. And they have all the biggest names in the sport come by, do segments. These guys are living the dream, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you see Sean Payton?
And we have Arnav.
Yeah, we do have Arnav. That's a good point. Gosh. Apparently he has a story for us that he's going to tell us tomorrow when we play
Fortnite. Interesting.
He said, I have a story for UNTC. Right. It's developing. I thought I'd fill you guys in. I was like, that's interesting.
Interesting. So did he tell you about that girl that he's trying to avoid?
No.
So he said, and I'm hoping this is part of the story, but he said he had a girl because he has like a break between classes. So he goes to this library and just studies. Yeah. And she's in the same class. And he said like she's legitimately like following him and sitting down where he's studying and trying to talk to him like every single day. Oh. And he just wants her to leave him alone. So he's trying to either come out as gay or figure out some way to get her to like stop bothering him. And I was like, Arnav, what would you give this girl? And he's like, like a 7.5. And I'm like, I mean, you can tell you got two single friends that might be interested. Wow.
That has to be the story.
So, yeah, I hope it is. I hope he's got some updates.
Let's hope. One quick thing. Did you see Sean Payton? What he wore?
Did it look like he's wearing a Goodell clown t-shirt?
Yeah, but he unzipped his sweater just enough to like see the tip of his hair.
Yeah.
It's so
and
amazing.
People made the connection. I love it. Oh, gosh, man, I love it.
Anyways.
Okay. So
should we get to our Mount Rushmore? Do you have any more sports talk?
One thing I saw today was Schefter just tweeted that Jerry Jones was not expected to extend Jason Garrett's contract.
Yep.
Which is weird to me because and maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but I remember him saying Jason Garrett's job isn't in danger. He's fine. Yep.
I mean, they made it.
I don't know.
They made it to the divisional round.
Yeah. And I don't know. Like, maybe I feel like you should at least wait for to see how good of an offensive coordinator Kellen Moore is before you just kind of pull the plug.
I don't know about that. I mean, Jason Garrett got them to the divisional round, and they only lost by 8 points to the Rams.
Yeah. I mean, they have a good team.
They have a good team. I thought Garrett had a pretty good year other than that one when he didn't go for it.
Yeah, and you want to make an argument that needs to be changed. The only argument I can really see you forcing is the change at quarterback. And then that just requires you to suck it up and just wait one more year and go for a quarterback next year. So.
Yeah, so I don't know what Jerry Jones is doing. I think Jason Garrett's still his guy.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, I do too. All right, but yeah, that's all I had. If you're ready for the mount, I am ready for the mount.
Let's do a little bit of mounting.
All right, so what is this the mount of?
So this is our Mount Assiniboine of greatest Super Bowl moments.
Okay.
Now, Mount Assiniboine is a peak in British Columbia, Canada, reaching almost 12,000 feet.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Okay, so again, this is our Mount Assiniboine of top Super Bowl moments. I'll kick it off. I've got eight here. I have.
You got eight. I wrote down a lot too. How did you go about like trying to pick yours?
I went about it thinking, what moments do I watch on YouTube every once in a while to relive the moment?
Yep.
What moments give me the goosebumps and just say, wow, what a sport this is? That's how I picked.
Okay.
Mostly. I've got a couple of random ones in there too, though.
Because, like, there's so many moments that, like, honestly, because I feel like it's so hard to just find, like, why are we still sequestering football games that happened 50 years ago? Just put them out there so we can watch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
true. It doesn't make sense to me. I don't know why that's even a thing. But, it was hard for me because you read about these moments, you watch the stories, you listen to the interviews, and then you see, like, a two-second clip of it. And that's really what, like, the 30 for 30s and all that stuff really builds the hype around.
Yeah.
So I wrote down a few of the old ones that, like, I would have loved to see live that I've seen the stories about, and then a few of the new ones that I actually have seen.
Okay. All right, perfect. Sounds good. I've got mostly new ones.
Okay.
A few older ones, but I don't have any from, like, the 70s.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah, no.
I mean, the games of the last 20 years have been way better.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, too.
Okay. Other than, we'll talk about it. Okay. All right, my number one moment is David Tyree.
Yeah, that was on my list, too. It's hard to beat that.
it kind of speaks for itself. Undefeated team, Eli Manning in the grass. They would have probably blown that play dead nowadays.
It's the only reason people know David Tyree's name.
Yeah. I mean, dude's a legend. The dude is a legend, and they took down the big, mighty Pats.
Yep.
Just a magical moment.
And, like, it's that kind of magic that the Giants need every time they want to win a Super Bowl. Is something like that.
Yeah.
So mine was Kevin Dyson, 1 yard short.
Yep.
Ramstein.
Yeah, that's a good one,
because they have written, like, there's this great book about, it's called, like, 1 yard short, and it's about how, like, all these individual players dealt with that loss moving forward. It's such a cool story to look at, and it sucks so bad. And Jeff Fisher, actually, he just gave an interview on Pardon My Take about, and they talked a lot about that game, and he's like, there's so many things that, like, if he had just ran the yard another 2 yards deeper, he would have had it. Like, he would have had the safety going the other way, and it's a win.
Yeah.
And instead, he still hasn't won a Super Bowl. So,
yeah.
Well, he has won a Super Bowl, but.
Dude, you know that game was in Atlanta?
Yeah.
I think that was also the weekend that Ray Lewis killed someone.
Interesting.
I believe it was.
You think there's a connection there?
Now that we should take a look at.
Let's get the analytics on that.
Okay, that's a good one, TC. The next one I want to bring up, this was one of my favorite moments in any Super Bowl ever.
Okay.
Fitzgerald to the house.
Yep.
Larry Fitz, down the middle, slant route from Kurt on the I think they were down 13 at one point to the Steelers. And that was with like 2 minutes, 30 seconds left or something. Dude, when he took that thing to the house, I lost my mind because I love Fitzy.
Yeah.
It's so good, dude. And he sprinted the whole way. He didn't let up. He ran full speed the entire way, all the way across the line.
It's just because of how, like, lovable Larry is that makes that moment so much better.
I know.
And you look back on it, and you feel so sad that he couldn't get more out of all he's done.
It's devastating. I mean, dude, when he crossed that line, he, like, put his arms back like he was, like, a kid. Just, like, ran around this end zone.
And they showed his dad up in the booth, and he was just stone facing it. That was a great.
Man. So my number two, and I feel like we're probably going to have some of the same ones.
Yeah.
I put the Edelman catch.
Yep.
Because that is one of the most amazing moments in my life personally. I am sitting there in a house with a bunch of drunk Falcons fans. They're all, and the atmosphere just goes from, I'm sort of rooting for the Falcons because of Julio, to Atlanta fans are the most annoying people on the earth, to I hate Brady so much, but I can't help and respect him. Maybe if he wins this time, he'll go away, to they're actually going to come back and do this. And then just the quiet, the sad, depressing realization from the Falcons fans, they realized this is about to happen. He literally just caught that ball in one of the most amazing catches, not just in any Super Bowl, but like almost ever.
Ever.
It
might be the best catch ever. I still watch it, and like, there's a split second when he comes down that it's like falling to the ground in like slow mo, and he just like clasps it again about an inch from the ground. Edelman is a legend. I'll never forget at halftime. Gaga's coming down through the ceiling, and all the Indians that I was watching, there were probably 12 of us in our apartment. They were all talking about when they were going to go to the parade. They were like, so do you think the parade will be Monday or Tuesday? And Vishal looks at me and goes, what are they doing? This is only halftime still. And then, dude, when James White broke the plane, it was just devastation in the apartment. Everyone just went to bed.
I really wish I could have been there, honestly. I really wish I could have been there.
Everyone just went to bed, and I sat there and watched everything. It's like, I'll never forget this moment in my life.
I can't remember if I called you right after or I texted you or something. But like, you're like, all the Indians are gone. And I just wanted to talk about how great of a game that was because everyone was so drunk and depressed they didn't want to talk about it. Because it's really like one of the best Super Bowls of all time.
It is.
Just, you know,
it really is.
It sucks for everyone in the media area, but
okay, so I gotta throw this one in there. It's also a Patriots game. A lot of these are Patriots games, which I know people hate the Pats and their dynasty, but they give us great Super Bowls.
Oh yeah, they do.
They give us such memorable, iconic moments. And one of the most iconic ones is Malcolm Butler.
Oh yeah, I had that one written down too.
I mean, that one's just, it's got to go on the list. It has to.
Yep. And because like the Seahawks usually give us pretty good games too. And just the fact that after all of that, you know, because that was Marshawn Lynch's like year. That was probably like his last year, honestly, being that dominant. And then to come down to it and you're just call the play action.
Yep.
It's the last time Malcolm Butler was good too, incidentally.
That's it. Hey, he won them that. And then he got paid a couple years later. He's living the dream.
Yeah, good pick. Okay, so my next one, this is a little bit of a homer pick, but this is Joe Namath's guarantee.
I knew it was coming.
The day before the Super Bowl, he guarantees the Jets are going to beat the Colts, who are an 18-point favorite, and then we go out and we beat the Colts against his hero, Johnny Unitas.
Yep.
Gotta love it.
And not to mention just the impact on the league that game had.
Oh yeah.
Finally the AFC was legitimate.
Yep. Man, and it's like you kind of almost miss cuz like that's back when that was like back before I think the draft, right? Like you drafted players but they signed Namath to a contract before the draft even happened. Like it's just like all the politics behind it, all this like the injury history is just great.
Yeah.
And we haven't made good sense.
Well, Joe Namath still gets around, though. He still does interviews and puts on that big fur coat.
Yeah, and uncomfortably grabs women. He's great at it.
Oh, my. Well, Broadway Joe. Okay. Right, I'm going to put this one on there because it decided history. Scott Norwood's shank.
Yep.
Bills.
I didn't have that one written down, but I thought about it.
In their first Super Bowl, their first out of four that they lost, this one set the tone. They lose to Bill Parcells and the Giants. I believe Whitney Houston sang the national anthem. Michael Jackson was at halftime. I think it was a star-studded night, and Norwood comes up there wide right, and the Bills go 0-4 the next 4 years.
Man. And, like, I can't even imagine, like, my team going to the championship that many times and losing every single time. Like, I could barely handle it the past two times we've lost to Clemson. I could not handle it four straight years in a row. Gosh. And Georgia fans have had to do that. That's crazy. Gosh, that's so depressing.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so I had this one written down. I think this is a very underrated moment.
Okay.
But this is the 2012 blackout.
I got it. Yep, and I got it written down.
You got it too? The horrible Niners-Ravens, the whole thing with the Ravens are just absolutely demolishing. The blackout happens. The Niners make the comeback. Flacco and Jacoby Jones just end it. Like, because I think the game was not given as much respect as it deserved a lot. I don't know. It's just like you don't ever think about, oh, you remember how great that 2012 Super Bowl was? But you have like a whole, like, 18 unscored, unanswered points by the Niners to actually get back in the game. It's great.
They had a chance from inside the 10 at the end to win it or tie it.
Yeah. And then the whole
Crabtree, no flag.
Yeah, the whole the Ravens punter running out of the back of the end, taking the safety, throwing the clock out.
Oh, good point.
That was a great play.
That's a good one. Okay, I've got two left for honorable mentions that we didn't get to.
Yeah, just read them out. I don't have any more.
First one, Tracy Porter. Picking off Peyton, finger to the crowd. Legendary moment.
Yep.
I don't know if you've ever gone on YouTube and like watched New Orleans bar reactions when he jumps that route.
I haven't.
Oh, dude, it's so legendary. I get goosebumps every time. It's like I watch that and I watch the kick six. Sorry, but I watched the kick six. And
I have not watched that live. Like, I haven't watched a single clip of that since it happened live.
Dude, you've got to listen to the Auburn radio call paired with like, the
I've heard it. Don't need it. It's okay.
So, Tracy Porter, and the last one I have is the U2 halftime show in 01. Legendary. Best halftime show ever. Streets Have No Name, Beautiful Day, 9/11 Memorial.
Yep.
Amazing, dude.
Oh, dude, we didn't mention the onside kick. Colt Saints.
Now I don't even give him credit for that. Oh, Sean Payton's a fool.
Sorry. All right. Yeah. Well, it was a good thing we didn't mention that. Yeah. It was props to us.
All right. So that was our Mount Assiniboine of greatest Super Bowl moments. It's going to be a great weekend, TC. Hopefully we get another iconic moment.
Do you think Gurley goes off?
No.
You don't think so?
No. I think it's CJ Anderson's team.
Weird.
Yeah.
I think he bounces back. Gurley's such a good game player. I don't see him not getting.
I hope he does. A good game. I hope it's gonna be him and Sony dueling. And I think no one's been talking about the Georgia running back connection. It could be a duel.
Yeah, it could be. I don't think they're gonna get. I really think the Pats stay away from inside run game. I don't think Sony gets a lot of carries.
Really? Okay.
I think it's gonna be a lot of James White.
I think they're running right at Donald. I think they're gonna run right at him all game.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They gotta slow him down.
I think that Gurley goes off. Like the Super Bowl is so much better when big name players shine.
Yes.
Like, and you just have these Hall of Famers making Hall of Fame plays. Okay. So, I think it's gonna be a great game.
I hope he's healthy, because if he is, he could go for a buck 20 and just take over the game, and I hope it happens.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I don't remember the last time I watched a running back just single-handedly demolish in the Super Bowl. I mean, outside of James White.
Yeah, but even that was, like, out of the backfield and stuff. Yeah. It wasn't, like, through the middle. Just
taking passes.
Yeah, I can't remember one. I mean, it's a quarterback's game normally.
Yeah, it's been a while.
That's a good point.
And also, let me give props to you. You didn't mention the Packers Super Bowl.
Yeah, I was going to, and then I was like, That's a Homer pick. I've done enough Homerism here. We've got about 7 months, 8 months to reboot the engines before I get back on the hype train.
Yeah, that's fine.
Except,
is it going to take you that long?
Well, I don't know. I almost hopped right back onto the train this morning. Because I'm trying to be like kind of subduing myself in my expectations because I have no idea what to expect. But then this morning, I don't know if you've listened to that clip I sent you of Bakhtiari.
No. When did you send that?
This reporter, he went on the there's like a Packers Everyday ESPN radio show.
Yeah.
Wildy and Tausch. And Bakhtiari goes on there today. And Wildy asks him, one of the reporters goes, so what do you think we're going to get out of Aaron Rodgers this year with the new coach? And Bakhtiari goes, have you ever seen John Wick?
And I did listen to that.
And he goes, yeah. And then Bot goes, you know how he killed his dog? And he's like, yeah. And that was it. I was like, let's go. It's going to be wild.
Okay, I didn't know that was Bakhtiari. I just saw the clip.
That was Bakhtiari. That was Bakhtiari.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, dude. So I was like, let's go.
All right, so one other quick thing before we end it, because I sent you this picture and like I was dying laughing at work when I read this whole thing. And I think it needs to just like get acknowledged. We are not alone.
We're not. That was great, dude.
I don't like I'm just gonna read it real quick.
Yeah, read it out.
So this is story time for the viewers. This was posted by TM Cormac IV on Reddit. So hopefully you're an avid listener of the podcast. My roommate had a girl over one night from Tinder. They just finished a movie, and as we all know, is a pivotal point upon us on a Tinder date. Are you staying over or leaving? I was loving every second as the awkward tension rose. Then she suggests we watch funny YouTube videos. I sat down to join them for a good laugh. She starts slowly typing in letter by letter on the remote, A-N-I-M-A-L-S space, G-E-T-T-I-N-G space, H-I-T space, B-Y space, C-A-R-S. My roommate and I look at each other, expecting that to be the punchline to an awkward joke. Nope, she flips on a Russian dashcam videos of moose getting plowed by cars, and she's cracking up while she commentates the collisions. I quickly text my roommate, what is going on? He responds, IDK, but make her leave. So I casually said to her, let me choose the next video since I know what you like now. She says, no, one more, just one more. I couldn't snatch the remote from her because she was sitting in another chair. She types in H-U-M-A-N-S space G-E-T-T-I-N-G space H-I-T space B-Y space C-A-R-S. And before I knew it, we were watching a top 40 countdown of pedestrians getting violently hit by cars. A top 40 countdown. I politely bailed, didn't want her to kill me, and I said, it was nice meeting you, blank, and I'm sure I'll see you again soon. I gave my roommate a smirk and locked myself and our dog in my room. I keep watching videos, and I overhear potato chip bat aggressively crinkling and hear her say, huh, well, I guess kissing isn't your forte. My roommate was pounding sour cream and onion chips so they wouldn't have to kiss goodbye. I love everything about that story.
It's absolutely legendary. It also makes us – it lets us know. People are out there having awkward situations like us.
Yep. Now, I don't think either of us can relate to a story that bad, but no. Oh my gosh, I still haven't texted that one girl back yet, by the way.
The spy?
No. The weird day girl from Outback.
Good, you just left her hanging. Good for you.
Just left her.
Don't text her back.
Yeah. I might send a quick text in like 2 weeks before I have to go back to that other job. Be like, I was in the shower. Sorry. Something like that.
A 2 week shower.
Well, I had a rat. I was really dirty, you know? All right. So that's our show. We'll see you guys next week. We'll have a Super Bowl recap.
Yep.
We'll probably try and get Arnav on here for story time.
Yep.
Or just Super Bowl recap, whatever.
Yeah, sounds good.
When does Ashwin get back?
He won't be back for 2 months.
Okay, yeah, so we got plenty of time. Ashwin will schedule you 2 months in advance. Busy schedule, but I'm sure we'll fit you in somehow.
We'll fit him in. But all right, thanks for listening, guys. Adios.
See ya.